From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia sends humanitarian aid to Gaza. A solidarity act for Palestine held in Jakarta. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo sent off humanitarian assistance from the Indonesian government for Palestinians in Gaza on Saturday. This aid includes 51.5 tons of medical equipment and food. When sending off the assistance, President Joko Widodo conveyed that this aid was the first batch sent by Indonesia to the Palestinian people and was based on the urgent needs felt by the residents.
Ini merupakan wujud solidaritas Indonesia, wujud kepedulian bangsa Indonesia.
This is a form of Indonesian solidarity, Indonesian concern for humanity, because the humanitarian tragedy in Gaza is unacceptable and it must be stopped as soon as possible. I would like to emphasize again that Indonesia will continue to be with the struggle of the Palestinian people. Indonesia used two airports to send the humanitarian assistance, namely Halim Perdana Kusuma in Jakarta and Soekarno-Hatta in Banten. The aid was sent to El Aris Airport to be forwarded to Gaza, Palestine. President Joko Widodo affirmed that this assistance is not only from the Indonesian government but also from the business community, which is channeled through the humanitarian institution such as the National Zakat Amil Agency or Basnas, Indonesian Red Cross, and Kita Bisa Digital Donation Platform. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, who was present at the Solidarity Act for Palestine in Jakarta on Sunday, emphasized that the public does not need to doubt the government's stance on Palestine independence. He conveyed this together with Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Holil Komas and Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, who were present at the activity. He then explained that their presence was assigned by President Joko Widodo. He also asked the public to pray for Palestinians' well-being and their freedom from prolonged suffering. Meanwhile, Minister Komas invited the public to perform prayers for the martyrs who were victims of the Israelis. He also hoped that the Palestinian people would soon gain peace, justice, and independence. Chairperson of the General Election Commission, Hashim Asyari, said on Saturday that the first phase of logistic production for the 2024 Indonesian general elections has exceeded 50%. The General Election Commission is still waiting approval of ballot designs from each political party's regional leaders in the districts and cities. Hashim Asyari said that the second phase of logistic production will start after the presidential and vice presidential candidates are officially announced on November the 13th. The General Election Commission had previously informed that the printing of ballots for the election would begin on November the 15th or 2 days after the determination of the candidates for the 2024 election. The Indonesian Ministry of Manpower lauded the cooperation established between Indonesia and the International Labour Organization ILO in the field of labour. Head of the Ministry's Cooperation Bureau, Muhammad Arif Hidayat, affirmed it in a statement received by Antara on Saturday during a bilateral meeting with Director of Multilateral Partnership and Development Cooperation ILO Van Roy in Geneva, Switzerland on Friday. Hidayat said that ILO's support to the Manpower Ministry pertains to the implementation of the Decent Work Country Program for Indonesia in 2020 to 2025. ILO is also supporting Indonesian workers' industrial relations and social security, labor supervision, and work safety and health norms. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Arab leaders publicly pressed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday to secure an immediate ceasefire in Gaza hours after Palestinians said an Israeli airstrike killed at least 15 people in a UN-run school being used as a shelter. In a rare open display of disagreement, the top U.S. diplomat pushed back as he stood next to his Jordanian and Egyptian counterparts at a news conference, saying a ceasefire would only let Hamas regroup. World and regional powers have failed to reach any consensus on how to deal with the escalating conflict in the 4 weeks since fighters from Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip, burst over the border, killing 1,400 people and taking more than 240 others hostage. Blinken met the Saudi, Qatari, Emirati, Egyptian, and Jordanian foreign ministers in Amman, and he said all were agreed on the need for peace and that the current status quo in Gaza could not hold, but he acknowledged there were differences between Washington and its allies. At least 128 people were killed and dozens injured in Nepal when a strong earthquake struck the western area of Jajarkot. The quake occurred at 11:47 p.m. on Friday with a magnitude 6.4. Nepal's National Seismological Center said officials feared the death toll in Friday's quake could rise as they had not been able to establish contact in the hilly area near the epicenter, some 500 kilometers west of the capital Kathmandu, where tremors were also felt. Last item, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said on Saturday that he will hand over leadership to Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong before the next general election, which has to be called by November 2025. Shedding more light on the ruling People's Action Party's transition plans, Lee Hsien Loong, who is the party secretary general, added that if all goes well, he will do so by the party's 17th birthday on November the 21st next year. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on President affirms government's commitment to building Indonesian new capital city. Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid a working visit to East Kalimantan Province on Wednesday, November the 1st. The President revisited Nusantara, the Indonesian new capital city which is being built, to review development progress and carry out groundbreaking of a number of infrastructure. One of the groundbreaking locations for the President's inspection was the toll road construction project which will later connect Balikpapan City with the Nusantara area. Apart from that, the President also laid the first stone, groundbreaking, a number of infrastructure, including the Nusantara Capital Airport, hospitals, and schools. When inspecting the toll road, the President said that the progress of work had reached almost 55%. He hopes that the toll road can be used in June 2024. During his visit, the President also laid the first stone or groundbreaking for Nusantara Capital Airport in North Penajam Pasir Regency, East Kalimantan Province. He explained, this is a special airport used to support government activity services and connectivity in Nusantara. Nusantara Airport has an area of 347 hectares with a runway of 3,000 times 45 meters and can serve wide-body aircraft. The President also targets that the airport, which was built with a budget of 4.3 trillion rupiah, can be used by mid-2024 and can be fully operational by the end of 2024. During this visit, the President also carried out groundbreaking for the construction of the Central Bank, Bank Indonesia Office Complex, the Social Security Administration Office, and a 50-megawatt solar power plant. President Joko Widodo appreciated the quick movement of a number of domestic investors to invest and start development in the Nusantara area. According to him, the government always prioritizes local investors in investing in the new capital city Nusantara. However, if there is no interest from local investors, the government will look for investors from abroad whose interest in investing in Nusantara is also high. President Joko Widodo also emphasized the government's commitment to the sustainability of the development of the Indonesian capital city Nusantara. According to him, by next December, there will be development worth 45 trillion rupiah that will be realized. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with November 5th, 1935, the Monopoly game widely produced. Monopoly is one of the most famous board games in the world. The goal of the game is to control all the tiles on the board through buying, renting, and exchanging properties in a simplified economic system. This game was created by Charles Darrow and patented and sold by Parker Brothers, who began producing the game widely on November 5th, 1935. Turning to November 5, 2008, Barack Obama gives a speech regarding his victory in the American election. Barack Obama is the first African-American politician who served as the President of the United States. Obama delivered his victory speech as the 44th president in front of hundreds of thousands of supporters in Grand Park, Chicago, on November 5, 2008. At the beginning of his speech, Barack Obama praised his opponent in the general election, namely John McCain. He said America is better because of the services provided by this courageous and selfless leader. Obama spread the spirit of change and conveyed important issues that America and the world must face. He emphasized that victory in the election was not the change sought, but an opportunity for America to make changes. Obama convinced Americans to restore prosperity and create peace goals, to return to realizing the American dream, and reaffirm the basic reality that despite its differences, America is one, with the phrase, "Yes, we can." I'll end today in history with November the 5th, 2010, the second eruption of Mount Merapi. Mount Merapi is a volcano in the central part of Java Island and is one of the most active volcanoes in Indonesia. The explosive eruption in the form of a large eruption began in the morning of Thursday, November 4, 2010, producing a cloud column as high as 4 kilometers and hot clouds bursting in various directions at the foot of Merapi. Furthermore, there was an eruption that did not stop until the evening and reached its peak in the early hours of Friday, November 5, 2010. Towards midnight, the danger radius for all places was enlarged to 20 kilometers from the peak. The series of eruptions and roaring sounds were heard as far away as Yogyakarta City, Magelang City, and the center of Wonosobo Regency. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Andrew Kuznetsov in Letland. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency 3325 kHz on September 9, 2023 with SINPO 23322. Hello sir, thank you so much for your reception report. I forwarded your report to the German section, so please wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Kisah yang bercerita tentang kelembutan, tentang kehangatan. Tiada satupun yang dapat untuk mengisahkan apakah gerangan yang ku rasakan sejak dari pertama kali kita berjumpa. Bayanganmu selalu mengusik aku, begitu ingin ku bersamamu selalu. Adakah ku jatuh cinta bila bersamamu bahagia hatiku. Sering ku inginkan kau datang di dalam hidupku. Berdua denganmu memadu rindu. Bagai malakala membutuhkan sinar bulan. Bagai daunan membutuhkan hujan. Begitu tangisku bersamamu selalu. Oh mungkinkah itu? Syahdu merayu rasa hatiku. Katakanlah, oh katakan, kau sayang padaku. Ku ingin kau pun tahu aku sayang padamu. Oh, 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 oh. Kilau sinar matamu, indah syahdu merayu rasa hatiku.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia focuses on 34 countries participate in regional leadership conference discussing Special Olympics. A total of 34 countries in the Asia-Pacific region took part in the Regional Leadership Conference, or RLC, in Jakarta from November 3rd to the 5th, 2023. Special Olympics Indonesia Media Relations Dwi Iswandono in a written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday said, 34 countries sent delegation to take part in the regular activity, which this time is themed Reclaiming Our Reach. According to him, in the three-day conference, the delegation members discussed various aspects of the development of intellectual disabilities. Dwi Iswandoro said the Special Olympics were not solely about pursuing achievements in sports, but also other things to support the achievement of independence for talented children. Special Olympics International Chief Executive Officer Mary Davis of the United States gave a keynote address on the future of the Special Olympics. In this event, the participants discussed the benefits of the Special Olympics movement in their respective countries regarding health issues and the sports community. Other things discussed in this activity include fundraising, developing sports partnership, athlete leadership, developing cooperation with the government, and so on. Special Olympics is an international organization that has been recognized by the International Olympic Committee as the only Special Olympic sports for people with intellectual disabilities in the world. Indonesia has a potential of around 5.4 million special talented people and joined as the 79th member of the Special Olympics International on August 9, 1989 under the name Special Olympics Indonesia. That ends My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to a letter from Muhammad Ashik Iqbal in Bangladesh. Hello, sir. Thank you for your letter. I will send our QSL card as soon as possible. So keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Well, Mr. Ashik Iqbal, here is a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Enjoy!
Mm-hmm. Jogja mengingatkanku kepadamu pada tawa itu, wangi tubuhmu aku rindu, kini semua pun berubah, kau telah pergi dan ku hadapi hanya sisa hujan.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz and website voanews.id. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
East Nusa Tenggara province in Indonesia is famous for its stunning natural beauty. The area that offers the best tourist charm is West Sumba. One of the tourist destinations in West Sumba that should not be missed is Watu Bela Beach, which is located in Patiala Bawa Village, Lamboya Sub-District. This beach is approximately 50 kilometers from the city center of Waikabubak, which is the capital of West Sumba District. The name Watu Bela itself comes from the Sumba language, which means guardian rocks. The large rocks on the beach looks like guards protecting the beach from waves and sea storms. Watu Bela Beach is approximately 200 meters wide and flanked by two sturdy rocks that protect it from the open sea. It offers unspoiled and amazing natural beauty and provides an unforgettable experience for visitors. Watu Bela Beach is also famous for the large rock formations that surround the beach and provide stunning views. The fine soft white sand and clear seawater add to the beauty of this beach. The ocean waves are tempting under the hot sun, inviting visitors to swim. But you have to remember to always pay attention to the condition of the sea waves so that you are safe. You can also relax under a tree while enjoying the beauty of the beach or take photos with the backdrop of the large cliffs that are the attraction of this beach. Apart from offering stunning views of the coral hills that surround the beach, tourists can also enjoy the beauty of the sunset here. To get to Watu Bela Beach, visitors have to go through a path that is quite difficult and challenging, although there are still alternative routes that can be taken by car or motorbike, but the road is quite winding and takes longer time. Apart from the stunning natural beauty, at Watu Bela Beach, visitors can also enjoy various activities such as surfing, snorkeling, swimming, and sunbathing, of course. Sumba Island, which is in East Nusa Tenggara province and was once nicknamed the most beautiful island, has a million beauties that must be explored. In this beach area, there are also many horses and buffalo roaming around. Then there are even residents who rent out their horses for tourists to ride. Considering that the island of Sumba is also famous for the sandalwood horse. After getting tired of playing and exploring, you can enjoy fresh young coconut water sold by local residents. Watu Bela Beach already has adequate facilities for visitors, therefore, it is highly recommended for tourists who want to enjoy the natural beauty of West Sumba. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will read a postcard from Stefan Lipsius in Kosovo. Hello sir, thank you for your postcard. Your postcard has been forwarded to the German section. Please wait for the reply. Well, listener, before I sign out Listener's Mailbag program, I will play a beautiful song. So let's check this one out.
Rasakan cinta sejak pertama ku jumpa dirimu, ku berikan tanda, namun mengapa kau tetap berlalu tak pernah melihatku. Oh, andai saja kau mengerti apa yang ku rasakan, kau tahu betapa ku mengharapkan kau jadi kekasihku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, tunjukkan cara untuk memiliki dirinya. Aku ingin hatinya jadi milikku. yang ku rasakan.
Ku mengharapkan kau jadi kekasihku.
Listener, coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany Today is featuring Jakarta World Cinema Week 2023. Jakarta World Cinema Week will be held again from November the 11th until 19th in Jakarta. The International Film Festival will present 90 films from 54 countries. These films can be watched directly in cinemas and online on the Click Film streaming platform. Jakarta World Cinema Week 2023 will be opened by the film Insha'Allah A Boy from Jordan, written and directed by Amjad Al-Rashid, and closed by the film Shaida from Australia, directed by Nura Niasari. Jakarta World Cinema Week Executive Director Frederica revealed that in this second year, Jakarta World Cinema Week is really paying attention to the credibility of the films that will be shown. Most of the films presented are included in prestigious world festivals. In addition, several films that have won awards at international film festivals will also be screened, such as Monster from Japan by Hirokazu Koreeda, winner of the Palme d'Or at the 2022 Cannes Film Festival, and Anatomy of a Fall, France by Justin Trier, winner of the Grand Prix at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival. Jakarta World Cinema Week Steering Committee Karim Nugroho stated, amidst the diversity of film festival events in Indonesia, Jakarta World Cinema Week is able to present an international film festival. He said, the interesting thing about Jakarta World Cinema Week 2023 is the diversity of film types and genres, as well as artistic and industrial achievements. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau tak pernah berubah, kau masih saja dengan beran yang kau tak suka. Apa kata ayah, jadi pembatas ruang gerakmu berkarya. Korang katanya, korang, korang, korang katanya, korang katanya,
sekali dalam jangku yang merayu. Maksud hatiku ingin bebaskanmu. Sekilas yang aku dengar, sekilas yang aku dengar.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'll present and discuss a song from an Indonesian band named Drive. Drive is an Indonesian group band originating from Jakarta, which was formed on December 1, 1999. Recently, Drive released its latest song entitled Deskripsi Dirimu, or Description of Yourself. This song is Drive's first original work with the latest formation, namely Axel Ramanda on the vocal, Busdek on the guitar, Digo on the bass, and Rudy on the drums. Deskripsi Dirimu, or Description of You, is a pop ballad song composed by Drive's bass player, Digo, who wrote it in stages since 2018. Meanwhile, the music producer is Drive's guitarist, Busdek. The lyrics of this song raise the theme of feelings of adoration and admiration for somebody. The song is a proof that Drive will continue to work even though there is a change in vocalist. It is recorded that since 2005, Drive has changed vocalist around 4 times, from Anji, Takaeda, Tirta, Rizky, to now Axel. Well, listener, here is the latest formation of Drive with the song Deskripsi Dirimu. Enjoy!
Seberkas cahaya yang datang di malam kelam, bagai tetesan hujan yang jatuh di teriknya siang. Itu kamu, itu kamu. Bagai sebuah pelangi di dalam hitam dan putih, bagai lantunan nada di dalam barisan kata. Itu kamu, deskripsi hadirnya dirimu. Sadarlah bahwa hanya dirimu pelepas dahagaku, penyejuk di hatiku. Sadarlah bahwa hanya dirimu penghangat di malamku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasakan cinta sejak pertama ku jumpa dirimu, ku berikan tanda, namun mengapa kau tetap berlalu tak pernah melihatku. Oh, andai saja kau mengerti apa yang ku rasakan, kau tahu betapa ku mengharapkan kau jadi kekasihku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, tunjukkan cara untuk memiliki dirinya. Aku ingin hatinya jadi milikku.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta. Ini tentang bertemunya dua manusia dengan sejuta mimpinya. saling menguatkan. Layaknya senja yang mungkin mulai meredup, tapi pagi akan selalu hadir menopangnya.
Percayakah kau bahwa kita ada untuk menjadi cerita atas adil Tuhan? Telah tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang bercerita tentang aku
di atas tanah ini, di hadapan luasnya semesta, alam akan menjadi saksi bahwa saya mencintaimu. Tapi saya sadar, ini bukan hanya soal cinta, lebih dari itu. Sejuta mimpi telah membawa kita ke sini, dan saya ingin memastikan.
VOA listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, and also send an email to voi@voinews.id or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out, and bye for now.